FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Staff members at the KZN legislature who've threatened to down tools over overtime payments have vowed to intensify their protests. Union Nahao says these are long-standing issues related to other workplace issues as well. The announcement comes as Premier Tami Ntuli prepares to present the State of the Province address this morning. The union, Siyanda Zulu, says they'll continue with their picket in Maritzburg today. He says they haven't ruled out invading committee sittings to make their voices heard.
Some of the committees' meetings were taking place between 4 to 6 in terms of the contract is between 8 to 4 o'clock, and that on its own is a unilateral change of conditions of service. Functions like HR, IT being outsourced together with other functions like security cleaning, which were making a call that there must be services that are insourced.
The SOPA is scheduled to get underway in an hour's time at the Woodburn Stadium in Maritzburg. AmaZulu King, Mrs. Zulu Kazweletini, officially opened the KwaZulu-Natal legislature yesterday. Newswatch's Tlenuhuhla Malinga is there.
All eyes are on Premier Ntuli, who'll deliver his inaugural address under the Government of Provincial Unity. Plans to fast-track housing solutions for flood victims after the recent storms are expected to top the agenda. He's also set to outline strategies to strengthen disaster preparedness in vulnerable communities. In a statement, Ntuli said he'll provide an update on the progress made by the 7th administration so far. Poverty, unemployment, and the rising cost of living will also form part of his speech. Tlenuhuhla Malinga, East Coast Radio Newswatch, Pietermaritzburg.
It calls for the Justice Minister to follow through on her commitment to make the sex offenders register public. Mamoloko Kubayi announced last month that she would publish the confidential database by the end of February. The list contains the names of over 30,000 active offenders. Bolt One SA's Roger Solomon says making the list public is in the best interest of protecting the country's most vulnerable.
These perpetrators, they find access or infiltrate our homes, our workplaces, and this is unacceptable. So it will definitely be a great deterrent for this list to be made public. In fact, I think we should be angered if she doesn't stick to a promise and make this list public. She should be held accountable. In fact, we will be picketing outside an event where she is going to be.
And an initial investigation suggests Oscar winner Gene Hackman and his wife suffered no external trauma when they died. The 95-year-old actor and Betsy Arakawa, a classical pianist, were found dead at their home in New Mexico on Wednesday. Local police say the couple had apparently been dead for quite a while. Post-mortem examinations and toxicology reports will now take place. A recap of our lead story, staff members at the KZN legislature who threatened to down tools over overtime payments have vowed to intensify their demonstrations. You've been with the Newswatch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.